And welcome back here to the Sports Ticket Podcast on Katy Country 94 as we're joined by Brandy Paul, head coach of the Bully Lady Trojan volleyball team. Coach, just kind of looking at your year so far. Again, 21-10 overall, but you do go 10-0 in the North Central Activities Association. Another undefeated season there and just a great finish in the NCAA again. You won 35 straight league wins now in 61 of the last 62 league matches. Just go through the season for me first and talk about how you're able to do that in the league again. You played a pretty tough schedule otherwise as well.
Yeah, I was very pleased with our schedule in our league and how we finished. This is probably the most improvement I have seen from a team that I've ever coached. You know, as the season has gone on, of course, we didn't have our summer. You know, it goes back to that. A lot of times we figure out a lot of the changes we made during the season on the go, during the summer months, whereas we, you know, we'll play half our season in the summer with tournaments we go to. But, you know, everybody's in the same shoes, and we were making changes on the go. So I was just very pleased. I saw a lot of growth, a lot of growing up with, you know, we only had one returning starter on this team. And so it's been a fun season to watch it, see that growth, and in such a short period of time. And we're a total different team from, you know, September, even the end of September. I felt like we really started coming together as a team in, you know, October, and the second week of October, we started peaking and really looking good.
You move on to the sub-state tournament now, and kind of looking at this one, really the top five teams in the sub-state are 21-11 or better. Again, you're the three seed at 21-10, and just kind of looking overall at the group. I know you're going to take it one match at a time, but it's also a scenario where, you know, you have to, if you win, you keep on playing that same day, so you kind of got to scout and understand what all the teams are at this tournament. Phillipsburg's a one seed at 33-3, TMP Marion the two at 27-7, a couple of really good teams from the Mid-Continent League. Overall, how do you feel about the depth and talent in this sub-state?
I think it's going to be a good sub-state, a difficult one. We were glad we got that third seed. We were kind of looking at the 4-5 for a while. We knew we had to finish up at Republic County with them two wins to get that third seed, and we really did not want the 4 or 5 seed. If we would have got that, it would have looked like we would have went against Hoisington in, you know, that first match. And Hoisington is always one of them teams that come out and play like another team at sub-state. We've seen it several times when we've gone up against them, one being last year. And we have in other sub-states, too. So we were really wanting that third seed just to put us in a better position that first game. You know, sometimes at sub-state, that first game, you like to be not as competitive just so you can get them nerves out, because sometimes you'll see that at sub-state and just, you know, get warmed up. We've seen Ellsworth three times now. We saw them the very first match of the season. And they took us to 3 that one, but like I said, we were a total different team. And then we went back and played them on league. I think they saw that. We played very well against them. So pretty confident as long as we play our game. You know, anything can happen with volleyball, with momentum. We've seen it happen. But as long as we play our game, I feel really prepared for them. We also saw, I would think we will see TMP. They will play Russell, the second seed, second game. And TMP we saw, you know, the second week, and once again, that was the best out of 5, and we went 4. We did beat them a set, and we're a total different team than we played them. So, you know, we've been scouting. We know what they do. Very similar. It's pretty much the same team we played last year at sub-state. They only lost one senior last year. And they'll be tough. It'll come down to with them. And, you know, if you make it onto the finals, it's going to come down to who's having the day and who's playing the best that day and less errors. And I think that's what it'll really come down to. I feel like we're in a good position. I feel like these girls have peaked and they're playing as good as any team that I've coached.
Just quickly, when you say you need to play your game, what does that entail for you as a team specifically here this weekend?
We've talked a lot about hitting the ball, and you've heard me say that before. I said it last year. We've got to hit, and we can't back off, and just doing the little things. We have talked about, you know, I really think it'll come down to doing the little things right, the coverage on our hitters, so if we do get blocked, we can, you know, set it back up and hit again. You know, making the hustle plays of, you know, we don't get a good pass and we have to chase it down. And then just the less errors, you know, keeping the ball in play, not missing the serves. And I really think that's what it'll come down to. Playing the net, I know TMP, Phillipsburg, and ourselves, we all put on a pretty good block, and I think it'll come down to that, who can put on the best block and shut down some of these big hitters. You know, right now, this is the best blocking team I've ever had. Hallie Butke, we're six games short, and she's already set the record, school record for most blocks. And she is just an animal, but and she has that right side, Mackenzie Travis and Kim Nichols, that are setting that block for her and setting up where she needs to come. And then you have Portia Cooper that just blocks unreal, too. That's one of our advantages of this team that I've coached in the past is we play the net really well. And these girls are playing smart, whereas if they don't have a good set, they're still going to attack the ball and they're going to place it. And that's what we've talked about. Where can we place the ball? Where is their open spots? Because Phillipsburg, TMP, and Ellsworth all play different defenses. So knowing the open spots and knowing where to still attack and place that ball if we can't get a full swing.
Brandi Paul, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojan Volleyball team here on the Sports Ticket. Coach, thanks for taking the time to be with us, and best of luck at Substate and Russell on Saturday.